Welcome to the DMD edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the Duchenne muscular dystrophy community.
Hello, and welcome to the Rare Care Podcast. This is Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. Our guest today is Donovan Decker, and we're here at the 2025 MDA conference in Dallas. Originally from South Dakota, Donovan was diagnosed at the age of 15 with limb-girdle muscular dystrophy. In 1999, he made history as the first muscular dystrophy patient ever to receive gene therapy. Now 62, he lives with his wife, Kirsten, just outside Wichita, Kansas. Donovan, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on your award, which we understand is officially called the 2025 MDA Legacy Award for Community Impact in Research. Why did you get this award, and what is it all about?
It's because I was involved in all the things that I've done over the years, basically, I feel. It's nice to be recognized for something that I've just had a big passion for, and looking for a cure for my limb-girdle muscular dystrophy, and because of my family, is why I really got involved in the research side of it and also the advocacy side of it.
Okay, and as we said, I mean, a lot has been written about muscular dystrophy, more so Duchenne, but limb-girdle muscular dystrophy, we don't hear that much about. Why is that, and how rare is it?
It's rarely, my disease is an ultra-rare disease, limb-girdle 2D. There's only roughly 1,200 patients in the country with this gene defect.
This is the 2D version of limb-girdle?
Yes.
Right.
But overall, I think between Europe and United States, there's probably only 36,000 to 40,000 people with the form of limb-girdle muscular dystrophy.
I see. And as I understand, you were the first person to get a gene therapy of any kind of muscular dystrophy.
Yes, I was the very first person to do the gene therapy with Dr. Jerry Mendell.
Right. And we've interviewed Dr. Mendell in the past, and he's wonderful. I have a question for you, though. Going back, you were 15 when you were first diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. And prior to that, were you physically, were you a normal kid?
No, I wasn't. I could never run very fast, and I was never as strong as most of my friends. And living on the farm at that time, I could, you know, not lift a lot of the, you know, I could not lift a 50-pound bag of feed, which kids my age could do that.
You grew up on a farm in South Dakota?
Until about sixth grade, then we moved to town.
I see. And so what led doctors to diagnose you with this limb girdle specifically?
Well, our whole family was diagnosed in about 1 month. There were signs in some of my siblings, and then we had a great neurologist then, Dr. Kenneth Kub, who's passed away, but he recognized it right away. And so when he recognized, I think, one of my sisters that was diagnosed first, then they had all the kids checked. And so 5 out of the 8 kids had it.
All the same type of limb girdle?
Yes.
I see.
And then my sister, who does not have limb girdle, her 2 daughters have limb girdle 2I. And so it really should have never happened that way, too.
And what is her name?
Melanie.
Okay, because in your presentation, you referred to your sister, June.
Yep.
Can you tell us about her?
June is 2 years younger than me, and she was the first person to do the vascular delivery gene therapy with Dr. Mendell. Mine was a local delivery, and I had a titer to the virus, so I could not be reused. But then Dr. Mendell asked, do you know anybody that would do it? And that's when one of my sister June stepped up.
So how did this come about, the fact that you became the first recipient of gene therapy of any type of muscular dystrophy in the world?
When they were, after they identified the genes, they were looking for since they couldn't do the Duchenne gene, they were, you know, the dystrophin gene, they were looking for a smaller gene that they could do the gene therapy on. And limb-girdle 2D was that gene.
So specifically, why you? Why were you the recipient?
I called Dr. Campbell when I found out he had discovered some genes for gene therapy. And then I had a biopsy, got it tested, and he called me and said, this is the result. And he said, by the way, it might be that gene that they start with the gene therapy. So then I called Dr. Campbell back every month until April. And then when they said they were going to look at doing the gene therapy, I called Dr. Mendel.
And where did you have that done? At Nationwide?
No, it was at the Ohio State University Hospital.
I see.
That's when Dr. Mendel was still at the Ohio State University Hospital.
Are you still in touch with him?
Yeah, we're really good friends.
Amazing. So let's talk a bit about the MDA. I mean, this is the 75th anniversary of the organization, and the award was given in impact, a community impact. Talk about your relationship with the MDA. How long does that go back?
Well, we were diagnosed in 1978. I really didn't do much with MDA till the early to late, or probably late 80s, early 90s. And then I did some fundraisers. I was on the telethon, in the local telethon in South Dakota, quite a few times. And then once I got involved in the gene therapy, then I met more of the MDA people, and I met Sharon Hesterly through the Muscular Dystrophy Coordinated Committee, really. She was part of the early part of the gene therapy. And so we've known each other for roughly 25 years.
Amazing. And so you're in touch with others with this specific disease, of course.
Yes, I'm part of I'm on the Facebook for mm-hmm. limb-girdle 2D. Then they have one that's more for just all limb-girdle. I'm on that. And then I'm also on a community advisory board in Europe for the limb-girdle muscular dystrophy there.
I see. So when did you start using a wheelchair?
I went to the wheelchair in 2004. I probably should have went sooner because of the falls that I had. And looking back, I should have probably gone about 2 or 3 years sooner. And once I went to my wheelchair, I actually got my freedom back, because I didn't have to have somebody there to lift me up to be able to walk, and I could go wherever I wanted.
And so, for example, coming to a conference like this, this is part of what you do, right? You go to frequent conferences such as this one and talk about your experiences?
I go to conferences, I wouldn't say frequent. I've been to Dallas twice in the last couple months, but before that had been 2 years, so. But yeah, I'll share my story.
And what is the quality of life currently that you have?
I would say I need my wife to do a lot of things for me. I got a great wife. She's a true blessing. And my breathing is getting worse. So during the day, I sleep with a Trilogy machine that helps me breathe all through the night, and I'm using that more during the day. I can't lift my arms at all and that type of stuff. I'm having a harder time cutting my food and eating, but I could not live by myself anymore if I wasn't married.
Previously, you could cut food and lift things.
Yes, cutting food has gotten harder probably in the last year, maybe year and a half, probably about the last year, because of my hand strength and
right.
Whatever arm strength I have left. I'm just having a harder time doing stuff like that.
I understand. Earlier we were talking about the gene therapy, and I understand that this is not, this wasn't for efficacy, it was only for safety.
It was for safety and to see if the protein that was causing my dystrophy was being reproduced in the muscle, and it was doing that.
I see. So it's never intended as a cure per se.
Dr. Mendel made sure I knew that what I was doing was not going to help me physically. And I knew that I could not be retreated again.
Right, because you would develop antibodies.
Correct.
So you were aware going in that you were taking that chance?
Yes, I did.
And what made you decide to do it anyways?
Because of my family. And I didn't really think that. Back then, I didn't think it would be 25, 26 years later, and they still can't fix that. So just one of the things I didn't think would take this long.
And you've lost three sisters along the way to this disease.
Yes, I've lost three sisters to respiratory failure. So
what, in your opinion, is the prognosis for finding a cure for limb girdle at this point?
I'm a true believer in the gene therapy. I do believe the muscle diseases are going to have to be able to be redosed. The redosing is, in my opinion, going to be one of the biggest things out there. And so that's why I've actually co-founded a company that's working on trying to figure out that problem.
You've co-founded a company. Is that what you do for a living?
Well, I'm retired, but I am trying. We're putting together a company that's looking to do non-viral gene therapy.
Amazing.
Or another gene therapy other than AAV.
What were you doing when you were working?
I was an air traffic control specialist for the FAA. I worked for Lockheed Martin for a while.
In Kansas?
No, in South Dakota, Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Okay. And so we are just about out of time. Any final thoughts on the MDA and on this award and on this conference?
Well, I don't think MDA gets enough credit for what they've done, because they're the ones that funded my trial back in 1999. They're the ones that paid for all the research leading up to it. And if we would have not got the trial started before Jesse Gelsinger's death, I don't think we would be where we're at today, because we went from the mouse model to the human. And if we would have had to start after that, I think a lot of companies and a lot of researchers had to do a large animal study after that. So I think it would have taken a lot longer to get where we're at.
Understand. We're about out of time. Donovan, thank you very much for talking with us. We've been speaking with Donovan Decker, who has limb girdle muscular dystrophy. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor. Thank you.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.